content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the Tar Heel Talk newsletter for spring and summer of 2019, brought to us by the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, State Library of North Carolina, the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. And we'll start today with our Friends Corner for Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Dear friends, as many of you have probably received either an email or a letter to renew your membership with the Friends of the Library recently, we hope you have renewed online or by sending your renewal in by mail. Your membership helps us to support and enhance the services of the North Carolina Library for the Blind, so your support is greatly appreciated and valued. As you might recall, we started the James Benton Braille Written Program last year. This program provides Braille writers to individuals who are unable to purchase this expensive piece of equipment and do not have any other resources available to them to acquire this equipment. Since that time, we have provided 10 Braille writers to well-deserving individuals who had no other means of obtaining a Braille writer to assist them with their daily lives. We are very pleased to have provided this equipment to these individuals and know this has made a difference to them. If you would like more information about the Braille Writer Program or would like an application, go to our website at www.friendsnclbph.org. And again, that was www.friendsnclbph.org and link to the James Benton Braille Writer Program. Also, if you have or know of anyone who has a Braille writer not being used, you can donate that unused equipment to us and we will refurbish it. Then we will find it a new home where it will benefit someone else. This is just one example of how your memberships and donations are used to help the Friends carry out our missions and goals. You can also invite others to become a Friends member by sharing this newsletter and asking them to join online and paying through PayPal or by sending in their membership to us at Friends of the Library for the Blind at 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27635. Did you know that you can support Friends of the Library when you shop at Amazon? All you need to do is register at smile.amazon.com and designate Friends of the NC Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped as your nonprofit organization, and 0.5% of your purchase will benefit the Friends. After registering the Friends as your nonprofit organization, every time you shop at Amazon using the smile.amazon.com web address, the Friends organization will receive 0.5% of your approved order. Everything on the Amazon website is the same using this address as it just as if it would be if you'd used just the regular Amazon website. So please register and tell your friends to register as well to help show your support for this outstanding organization. We would appreciate it very much. By the time you receive this edition of Tar Heel Talk, you would have received the Friends ballot to vote for the election of new or renewing board of directors. You hope you completed your ballot and returned it to us. In the next newsletter, we will provide you with the results of the election. Until next time, take care, and we thank you very much for your continued support. And that from Eddie Weaver, President. If you would like to become a friend of the NCLBPH, there is a membership application online. You can pay by credit card there. All you have to do is go to www.friendsnclbph.org and select the membership link. Also, financial information about this organization and a copy of its license are available from the State Solicitation Licensing Branch at 919-807-2214. The license is not considered an endorsement by the state. And our Board of Directors, President Eddie Weaver, Vice President Sharon Benton, Secretary Debbie Meadows, Treasurer Mary Flanagan, Past President Sandy DeLuca, and members at large include Donnie Best, Karen Broderick, Max Bumgardner, Angelo Sinesso, Joanne Wood, Miriam Dixon, Dawson Hart, Susan King, Jill McMillan, and Marsha Williams. And we have a non-voting board member, Carl Keen. We have a couple great summer reading programs that are just getting ramped up. The first one is the NCLBPH Summer Reading 2019 Going Wild. The North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped invites you to join our 2019 Adult Summer Reading Program. The program begins June 1st and runs to August 31st, 2019. Patrons ages 21 and above may register until July 31st. All you have to do is read at least 5 books to win a prize, and the top 3 readers will win gift cards. For more information about the Adult Summer Reading Program, you can call NCLBPH at 1-888-388-2460, or you can visit our website at http://statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/lbph. The North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped also invites you, if you are younger, to join our 2019 Kids Summer Reading Program. This program will also run June 1st through August 31st, 2019. Patrons ages 0 through 21 may register until July 31st. Again, read at least 5 books to win a prize, and the top 3 readers will win gift cards. You can register by calling the library or signing up on our online registration form, and I'll give you that information again. It is NCLBPH. You can call us at 1-888-388-2460, or you can visit our website at http://statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/lbph. And this is exciting. Introducing Books on Demand. The North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is excited to introduce a new program that will make it easier for patrons to receive multiple books on one cartridge. The program is called Books on Demand and will be starting late this spring or early summer. With Books on Demand, you will receive 2 cartridges that will be exclusively for your use. The cartridges can hold up to 30 average-size books, depending on the length of the books. You will need to request which books you want, either through the online catalog or by talking with a reader advisor. Once we have a list of books you want, we will download them on your personal cartridge and mail the cartridge to you. You can take as long as you like to read your books. If you haven't requested 30 books, books will automatically be selected from your list of categories of reading interest that you previously selected. Once you are finished, you simply mail the cartridge back to us, and we will send you your second cartridge with your book selections to you. Once you are using the Books on Demand service, you will no longer receive cartridges with only one book on them. There are many advantages for you with the Books on Demand program. Here is a list of advantages and answers to common questions about the program. What does the Books on Demand service mean for you? You'll get all of your books on one cartridge instead of multiple ones. You'll have 2 cartridges for all of your books. This will allow for you to have one with you and one in transit to or from you in the mail. There is no loan period, no more overdue books. You may keep your cartridge as long as you want. When you return one cartridge, we will send you the second cartridge with more of your books on it. The cartridge will contain books you requested, your series, your favorite authors, and your favorite subjects. You can have multiple books from the same series on one cartridge. You can use the bookshelf feature, which will allow you to move from book to book on your cartridge until you reach the book you want to read. All the books you want when you want them. You can use your current maximum number of books or increase the number. You are only limited by how many books each cartridge will hold. We think that will be around 30 average-sized books. you'll have a quicker turnaround of your book requests. No more waiting for books to check in. No more waiting lists for books on reserve. Even the most recently added books will be available to you. With fewer cartridges in the mail, postal delivery should be quicker. Once you return a cartridge, everything that was on it gets erased. But if you want specific books again, you can let us know and we can resend them. You can't put a cartridge in the wrong box. There's only one cartridge and one box at a time. This service is like downloading books from Bard, but we do it for you. We think the Books on Demand program will be a significant upgrade of our service to you. You will get to receive multiple books on your very own cartridges. This should increase your enjoyment of our services. Happy reading. And the Tar Heel Talk is a quarterly publication of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, or the NCLBPH, State Library of North Carolina, and NC Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. If you need to reach us, you can at 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27635. You can also call us at 919-733-4376, fax at 919-733-6910, TDD 919-733-1462, call us toll free 1-800-388-2460, or email us at nclbph@ncdcr.gov. Again, our webpage is http://statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/lpbh. I said that wrong. LBPH, excuse me. Internet catalog, your ordering site is https://ncbph@klas.com. Our governor is Roy Cooper, secretary Susie H. Hamilton, regional librarian is Carl Keene, editor Gina Powell, and editorial staff is Clint Exum. And now we have a book review for The Word is Murder by Anthony Horowitz. Diana Cowper makes her funeral arrangements one day, and 6 hours later, she is murdered. This is the beginning of a great murder mystery with a twist. The author, Anthony Horowitz, is a best-selling novelist who has written many books and scripts for TV shows. The Word is Murder is a mystery set in contemporary London, and Horowitz himself is one of the main characters. In fact, he writes it as a first-person narrator. Daniel Hawthorne is a professional acquaintance. When Horowitz needs advice about criminal investigations, he consults with this former police detective. Hawthorne has always seemed like a cold fish, aloof to the point of rudeness. When Hawthorne asks Horowitz to write a book about his latest case, Horowitz is of a mind to refuse. He knows very little about Hawthorne except that he was dismissed from the police force, but is still sometimes called in as a consultant due to his expertise in murder investigations. Despite his misgivings, once Horowitz hears the details of the case, he's compelled to learn more. Diana Cowper, a wealthy middle-aged widow, has been found dead in her home. Just 6 hours before her death, she was arranging her own funeral. Robbery does not seem to have been a motive. However, in the past, she was driving a car which killed a young boy and left his twin severely disabled. She also may have been the victim of fraud. The men decide that Horowitz will shadow Hawthorne's investigation of Diana's murder. Horowitz will be a silent witness to the investigation and record it as an honest depiction of a murder investigation. However, Horowitz writes the story as more of a Watson to Sherlock Holmes. He does insert himself in episodes of his own life into the story, as well as information about Hawthorne's private life. The mystery of Diana Cowper's death is an interesting puzzle. When the killer and their motivation are revealed, the reader will find that no tricks have been used, no essential information left out, so the reader can't solve the mystery. There is more to The Word is Murder than the mystery. The book is about the business of it and, most of all, what makes a good story. The arguments between the men about Horowitz's need to learn more about Hawthorne and Hawthorne's insistence that he just present the facts are just some examples of where the author is really telling us what he thinks is important in storytelling. Sometimes this is part of the narrative, while at other points Horowitz writes about topics like The House of Silk and the Alex Cross series, directly reminiscing about books and TV scripts that he has previously written in real life. The Word is Murder is a fascinating blend of mystery and memoir and is a very good read for those who like mysteries. Reviewed by Gina Powell. This book is available in digital format, and the number is DB091590. It can also be downloaded from Bard. Get something Noble today. Noble, which is North Carolina Bard Local, is a similar service to Bard, but for locally produced digital braille and digital talking books and magazines available for download. All digital talking books available from Noble are produced in format that can be read on an NLS-approved player. Just like Bard, downloaded audio files are zipped and need to be unzipped onto a flash drive to play. For more information, call the library's toll-free number at 1-888-388-2460. And again, that was 1-888-388-2460. And our Choice Magazine Listening, also called CML, is a free audio magazine for adults with impaired vision or other disability. 4 times a year, listeners can download or receive by mail 12 hours of great stories and articles chosen from 100 of the finest magazines, absolutely free of charge. All of CML's selections are wonderfully read by some of America's top audiobook narrators. CML subscribers include those with conditions such as low vision, macular degeneration, blindness, MS, diabetes, cerebral palsy, ALS, dyslexia, and Parkinson's. If someone you know would enjoy this free service, please call 1-888-724-6423 or visit www.choicemagazinelistening.org. And our new digital newsletter, Tar Heel Talk, now has digital and paper editions. There are now 4 newsletters that are being released each year. If you would like to receive the new digital newsletter, please email us at nclbph@ncdcr.gov. Our upcoming library closing date, just one, Independence Day, which is Thursday, July 4th, 2019, the library will be closed on that day. And a few tips for better service if you're using our services. Please be sure to return cartridges in the container that matches the book or the magazine. If you receive large print or audio magazines, please return them to the library when you're finished reading them. If there is a problem with a cartridge or if the cartridge is missing, put a note in the case or a rubber band around the damaged cartridge. Please do not write on the cartridge, case, or labels of these items. If you often replace your smartphone, there is a maximum number of devices you can have registered with Bard. Please notify us when you get a new phone so we can delete the old one from your account. And this concludes today's episode of Tar Heel Talk. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for blind and print-impaired audiences. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. And again, that number, 919-832-5138. Have a great day.